Hello, this is your weekly Tech Law 10. I'm Eric Sinrod, a partner at Duane Morris in San Francisco, and I'm joined by my partner in the UK, Jonathan Armstrong. And Jonathan, I understand that one of our listeners would like us to speak to a particular topic, so why don't you lead us off?
Yes, he would, and we're very grateful to Mark Schultz for suggesting this topic. A very interesting email from Mark, and I'm not doing him justice by paraphrasing it, but effectively one of the trends that he's seeing is corporations relating to devices rather than people. So let me explain this a little bit more. So, for example, we've been involved in advising a number of clients who do things like looking at when a particular mobile device enters their space. So let's say, for example, there is a walking tour of Oxford in the UK. People could sign up to that walking tour, and it's going to push material onto their iPad or their iPhone, telling them about the history of buildings, in exchange for which a well-known coffee shop, for example, they might consent to being told when they're within the proximity of that coffee shop, invited in for a coffee at a discounted rate, and the coffee shop pays the vendors of the history application something that goes towards the cost of them creating the application. Now, there are privacy issues involved, but at first blush, are they different from the privacy issues involved in other transactions? So, for example, in this case, the coffee chain could know the identity of the device, but they might not necessarily know the identity of the individual. Now, my gut feel is that there are still data protection issues involved in the UK, and I think that there are maybe three issues that I'd be looking at in that situation. The first, of course, is these new cookies laws that exist throughout Europe and which we've talked about before. There's no requirement that personal data is being transferred in most of the domestic laws in EU countries. So the fact that you're sending cookies to the device, and whether or not those cookies are gathering personal data, is likely to come within those cookie regulations. And in most cases, you're going to have some form of notice and or consent. Secondly, the data protection law in Europe mostly bites on identified and identifiable data. So to use my coffee shop, for example, coffee shop example, let's say that the vendor of the service is actually the telecoms carrier, your cell phone provider, your mobile phone provider, rather than anybody, you know, a sort of arm's length third party, then that would count as personal data in the UK because the cell phone provider, if they've got your telephone number, they can tie that telephone number to a living individual, whether they do that or not. And I think there's interesting distinctions, for example, in these type of services on the type of device that's used. So I think there will be an assumption that an iPhone or a BlackBerry or a mobile phone is possessed by one individual and used by that individual in the main. But there might also be, at the other end of the spectrum, a shared PC in a library is unlikely to be regarded as a personal device. And the UK Information Commissioner, for example, in its Personal Information Code of Practice, made that distinction between devices that are fixed and devices that are designed to be carried in the pocket. And obviously the assumption shifts as to whether it's personal data or not, depending on the device. And I think that's going to be an interesting development in the law, particularly as more and more connectivity is mobile, more and more devices become personal rather than work-based. And there's obviously trends with BYOD, bring your own device, in the corporate environment as well. And the third thing that I'd certainly want to look at would be the provisions in the new EU proposed directive and regulation. And we've talked about that before. I know that, for example, the Article 29 Committee, this body of EU data regulators, are going to look at the regulation and the directive again in a couple of weeks' time. It's on their agenda, I think, for the end of this month. And I know from talking to people at the Commission last week that that new legislation isn't in its final format now, and there will be changes. And we've discussed that at length, Eric. The link, if people want it, is www.bit.ly/new-eu-data if you want to look at those proposals. But some of those proposals speak specifically to behavioral advertising and say that, for example, US corporations, even if they haven't got a footprint in Europe, should be subject to EU regulation when they use behavioral advertising. And I don't think it's clear in the proposals as to whether that has to tie to an individual or not, but my suspicion is they'll use the same test, identified or identifiable. And in this environment, from my experience, it's the identifiable piece that's, that causes the most concern. So I hope that in some respect goes to answer Mark's question as to whether regulators are thinking about it. My gut feel is they are. I think this code of practice from the Information Commissioner's Office in the UK certainly shows me that they're giving some thought towards it. And the personal data neutrality of the EU cookie rules again show me that the regulators in Europe certainly are wanting to regulate behavioral advertising, whether it's aimed at a device and the characteristics of the person who's earning that device, or whether or not it's got an individual's actual fingerprints and name behind it rather than their just their digital profile and their digital pattern. So I hope that's not too long-winded an answer to Mark's question. I wonder if, is the situation materially different in the US, Eric? Because I know the definition of PII, personally identifiable information, is much narrower than the definition of personal data over here in Europe.
Yeah, I'll try to be very brief. First of all, Jonathan, I want to thank you. That was a very articulate exposition and response to the question, so thank you for doing that. And I won't add too much other than to say it's a really fascinating question. You know, do devices actually have their own privacy rights? And I would say, in short form, here in the U.S., I mean, the privacy laws really are designed to protect the personal information of people. And so, you know, we're concerned about tying, for example, birth dates, credit card numbers, Social Security numbers, that type of thing, to an actual living human being. And so I think you made the point early on that to the extent, you know, the information that can be gained from a mobile device, you know, can it be ultimately linked back to an actual person, you know, then we have, you know, real potential issues. To the extent it can't be, then, you know, it's a different matter, I think. But I'm really glad the question was raised. I think, Jonathan, you answered it very well. And to the listeners, you know, please feel free to tell us, you know, what topics you'd like us to touch on, and we'll certainly do that going forward, as we have been to some extent in the past as well. So I think we've probably reached our limit. This is your weekly Tech Law 10. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco. As you know, you can find us online. My email is ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. You can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And as usual, I will thank Jonathan ever so much and ask him to bring us home.
Yes, and thank you ever so much to the American people for arranging for those precipitous weather conditions which allowed Andy Murray to win his first Grand Slam title as well. Thank you on behalf of the British nation. And on a less trivial note, my email address is jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. We will, of course, continue the after podcast discussions in the LinkedIn discussion area for anybody who's interested to pitch in, and Mark, do feel free to pitch in particularly and say whether we answered your question or not. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye for now.
Cheers.